This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to disseminating the Torah and Mesorah of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky and his Rebbeim. Please consider donating at eshelpublications.com to help us continue our mission.
So he said, we have here four nyanim that are koilel, everything before. Now, we'd seen before the different malachim we spoke about, and so on. Now he says, Mar Eru Kalavonai, Bochur Kairozim, Chikam Antakim, Vikulu Machmadim. In other words, after the Pirut of the different Inyanim, so it's until Mar Eru Kalavonin is a Shekhaim of every single Prat. Then you have Mar'er Klavonin, Bochur Kairozim, Chikam Amtakim, Bekule Machmadim. So he says, Vizehu, Vizeshe, Oma Echod. So now at the bottom, it's not a little unclear what the Echod over here is. He brings that the Echod is the gematria of the nine different Pratim that he has, plus the four that are koil everything. The Vizer Shama Echod. Now, it's interesting that Lechura, there's nine Pratim, there's four Klolim, and altogether it's Echod. You have to say that the Klolim are the beginning of the process of putting together the different specific hanhagas. Now, let's take something parallel to it. You have the spheres, and then you have the Shem Havaya, which in four letters is koilel nine spheres. The tenth sphere is merumas in the kutzer of the yud. In other words, in the four letters, you have a chlola of it. You have the yud is chachma, the he is bina, the vav is vav ktsavis, and the he, the last he is malchus, and keses merum is actually in a kutzer she yud. So the parallel to this process is the nine hanhagis, merum is in the four letters. Vashem yishtabach, Sheikhin Bekulam, a Kaddish Baruch Hu is Sheikhin in all of it. Vehu be'echod, like it says, Vehu be'echod mi yeshiven, the Pasuk brings, Neged Kesa Elyon, Kimosham Lamala, Doidi, Begimel Reisha. So he said that the it's referring to Doidi Tzach, for Odoim and Dogol Mirvava. So you have three Shroshim. The what he calls the three reisha means there are three shrashim of anhagis in Kes Elyon itself, and b'meila everything is contained in that sheirish of echad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's all of his anhagis come together to be echad, and it comes together in the sheirish. I want to at a certain point here, I want to talk about a certain point here. The understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad has two nekudas of convergence. It has a nekuda of Reisha, that the Sheirish Ashrashim is one, and that's definite. In the safe pasuk, why Hashem l'melech hakol haaretz b'yemo hu Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. In the safe pasuk van Hagah, there's also echad. The difference is that the echad of the sheirish is a vada yedua. As we know it, we understand it, we kind of sense it, I guess, or however you want to describe it. The the seif pasuk of it is also echad, but that's something that we don't see or know. It's something that is beyond us. Right now, the world looks terribly, terribly flying, terribly splinted, and it's only a munah that we say, V'hoi Hashem l'kaz b'yoymahu Hashem echad shmayechad. But so we have a definitive echad reishis bara from the kud of reishis. That's keser, whatever you want to call it, those sheirish tekebchinas. And then in the bchina of malchus, everything is meant to come together. Right now we have bechira, so we have to see it as possibly coming together, possibly not coming together. Lasid lavoi, we have a muna that everything will come together. Mar eyo kelavon and pirish, kishadov nisyashin or nishtanim shteid vorem, echad b'mara v'asheni b'chizuk. So now he says things disintegrate in two ways, and that is b'mara and b'chizuk. Now, what he's referring to is that things that are not ruchniistik in yanim, not elikus, are all under the shilton of zman. That's the metzias. Now, I want to talk about this in a very shayishtag oifin. The pashtas, we say, yeah. I mean, people kind of get old, so they turn white, they have a hard time walking, you know, v'chulu v'chulu. That's a normal phenomenon. The truth is that it's not just people happen to get old. Everything in the world, time is measured by the disintegration of things. The most basic measure of time that we have in the universe is atoms letting go of neutrons, radioactive emissions. It's something that was complex that falls apart and loses things. The march of time in the Bria is be'etzem disintegration. So it's motion, but the core motion of the Bria is a disintegration. That's what the Rambam calls in Ravum Havaya and Hefsid, and that is how we measure time at the most basic level. The one constant in the Bria is emissions, radioactive emissions of this or that or the other thing. And therefore, everything in the Bria falls under the regimen of Zman, which is a disintegration of things. So it changes itself in its chizuk. In other words, everything becomes less than it was, and b'mela, it's perceived as such. You can identify it. Chizuk is a quality be'etzem. How far can I push something? How far can I walk? Mar'eyu means, and it is something that projects it. Those are the two halves of Shinu in the Bria. Bezer mar'eyu shafil ha'sholom hu yoshim izman rav, alpikein hu lovim kilavonayim, ve'im b'shinu b'mara. So first of all, there is no shinui in the giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no, so when we're not talking about Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyach himself, where we don't talk about, you know, his own personal health. It doesn't, that's not part of our language. But what we do speak about is that the Ribbono Shel Olam's hashkacha does not change, and not be'etzem, and not in the way it projects itself. So we're describing right now klolistic in yanim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the first thing is time is the ma'alim and azman, and therefore the hog is not affected by zman in any way, shape, or form. But beis ubalkas and shiniyeh, chikum on type of madam pirush, shakash baruchu boros al mishnei dvarim amir of asiyah, vehein vayyima vayas. Vizel chikum am takim, hainu mashabar vayyime, vikulo machmadim, hainu mashabar bivayas. So here we're talking about not the Ribbono Shalom himself, Kaviyachol, but the Nivroim that he made, in as much as these Nivroim are teach us about the Ribbono Shalom, they're also. It have the mile of Elikus, and therefore chikui mamtakim the vayyima and the kolaman amashuva v'yas. Now this is very interesting because l'chura, I mean, what difference is there between the things that Kadosh Baruch created with vayyima or the things that says v'yas? I mean, tachlis, at the end of the day, these are two nevroim. And that look the same to us. So what is the difference? So the difference is like this. Anything that's created with Vayas, then the maximum tfisa I have is in the thing itself. So I'm tefis the thing itself for what it is, and I say, oh, it's very good. Anything that was created with Amira, it means that I have a tfisa in the Amira Shaboy also. In other words, it's a step closer to the expression of what is Ratzin is, and therefore I'm able to take this much more behind it. Marshall, let's give an example. I see somebody pushing a rock someplace. So the tfisa that I have in this is the strength of his muscles, his ability to navigate the rock. I have different the hairs in the person's koiches. The person tells me I'm moving this rock away in order to make room for something else, in order not to share this. However you want to describe whatever he's doing. So now I have a second tfisa in his maisim, a tfisa not only in what he's doing, but in his kavanah also. So anytime there's an amira that the Torah gave us, so that means I have a tfisa in that amira. And that's the difference between things that were nivra with amira or things that were nivra just with asiyah.
I mean, what are some examples of things that were never with Asiyah?
You know, first of all, our guf. If you take a look at our guf, it's those are things that are, you know, it says if a yikachof from an adama, and so on. The let me just take one look here. Vayasakim as Surakia, Vayasakim as Chayes Aretz, Vayasakim as Shnei Ma'oiris. So you have Surakia, Shnei Ma'oiris, the Chayes Aretz. And then Kosta Sarva Yilbashay. So those are the Inyanim that the word Asi is used in terms of everything else is Amira. There's a Sarim Amaris, and this Vizel Chikam Amtaka Shabar V'Yayma V'Kulachman Shabar V'Yas V'Oma.
Because on this Nakuda, I don't know when Rabbi gave this share, but there's a two-part series on Lashon HaKodesh that Rabbi gave, and the aside over there seemed to be indicating that everything on the world, you know, that's the Chiddush of Lashon HaKodesh, that everything in the world, that it's Iker Shayrish, there is correct. An Amira behind it, and that's what connects the words, and
correct.
The words themselves are building blocks. So where does this concept of things that are outside of the realm of Amira, you know, fit in with our understanding that Lashon HaKodesh is the box of the world.
So let's go back to the same case. I see somebody pushing a rack. So I understand that since this person is a Bardas, Mistama, he knows what he's doing. Mistama, the person, is has a thought behind it. I don't see it. I don't hear it. It's true that everything has a level of deeper in it. But if the Torah did not give us that deeper, then we can only guess. But we don't have it begully the way we have things that it says deeper. By the way, also in the Lashon, the difference between Mamtakim and Nachmadim. Mamtakim is something that I have a description of something specific about it. When I say machmadim, I say it's very desirable. So when a kid says, I like this a lot, that's an amiris stuma. Not much in describing here. When he says, I like it a lot because it's sweet, I have some sort of the hair in what I like about it. So the chikoy, anything that has the b'chinas cheik, the b'chinas HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amira, there it's possible to say it's mamtakim. I have a more specific deher. When I'm talking about kulay machmadim, I say it's very likable. Just like I describe a person, I can describe a person and say, you know, this person is very, very likable. But I don't have a clear tefis why. If I have a more clear tefis, I'll say this person has a lot of personality, a lot of gutzkeit, a lot of chachma, whatever. So it says v'afike mayim im balit Torah. Sh'ila shleisha in klal akol. Torah ma'isin tovim. It says in zeloisase. Let's go back to the pasuk a minute. It says over here. I guess it's the hemshich. Sorry. He's going back all the way to the beginning again, and he's saying, "Einav kiyonim alafikem moyim roichet says bechalav yishves al mileis." So we have over here three different attributes about the Naim. There's Yoinim alafike moyim, or Rechetse Specholov, and Yoshez Almileis. So there are three different daggers over here that is referring to. And the Goyen is going back now to describe, you know, these four Yonim said that are Klal Kuloi, and that's going back to it. So Rechetse, he says, is Bale Tshuva. Yoshvei Salmeleis is Sadiqim. Now, the reason, I guess, why he has it set up that way is, Reichat Sois is a lotion of changing something. He said before, Shetzichim Lurchot Zolomatik B'cholov, when he was speaking about Midas, you know, Sadiqim like Yitzchok. So you can also say this about people who are Balei Tshuva. Tzadik and Gemur, my Yoshvois, my understanding would be because they're sitting in one spot, the Kavua. They don't need to make any changes. And then the Afika Mayim is the Balei Torah, Shei Eilah Shoshen Klal HaKoil. Torah, Meisim, Tovim, it's Esim, it's Leisas. Now, very unclear what in the world do these three things have in common? Torah, Meisim, Tovim, it's Esim, it's Leisas. Why in the world is this connected Balei Tshuva? And this is connected Tzadikim Gemurim? In other words, is Maisim Tovim? It's not even clear which one. Is Maisim Tovim Tzadikim Gemurim and Mitzvahs Mitzvahs Tzadikim Kenegusha? It doesn't. No reason why to think one over the other. And sticking in Balat Torah against Balat Shuvah and Tzadikim Gemurim are both hard to understand. So, in Etzem sticking in the Balat Shuvah and Tzadikim Gemurim as opposed to Balat Torah, so you can understand maybe Balat Torah people that are in a certain sense above it. They're above that Olam of Maisa, of Kilkul, and so on. That's possible for someone who is Oisik Noam Maisa. I don't know. I don't have a pshat over here. And he also remains with a Tzorachin over here. What exactly is the why is one connected this, one connected that? Then he says on the word Vesapirim, that's the pasuk after that. Yodav Gazom Molotash is Meav Hashem Molef is Sapirim. Why Sapirim? Al Shem Misaprim Kveid Hashem. It's going connected to the pasuk of Misaprim Kveid Hashem. Now, in the pasuk that it appears, it says Meav Esh Hashem, and on Molef is Sapirim, and on that it says Misaprim Kveid Hashem. So why is it that on Mayov, it's what we're talking about? We're not talking about his Sfasayim. We have a pasuk before. We have Sfasayim Shoshanvers Moreover. We have a pasuk about Sfasayim. It doesn't say anything about being Misaper. And here on Mayov is Hashem Rulef is Sapirim. On this he brings the pasuk Al Shem Misaprim Kveid Hashem. So I think over here also could be the pshat like this, that the Mayov, in the context of Mayov over here, we're talking about Ki'ilu, the heart of the person himself, the core of the person. We say Hashemayim is Saprim Kveid Keil, and so on. We're talking about descriptions like that. We're not talking about specific words. We're talking about an entire Metzias. Lamashal, the Gemara Darshan's in Gittin, Sefer Krisus, that you need Sfiras Devarim. It means you need to spell out the entire point. That's what Sfiras Devarim. A Sipur is like that. When I tell you a short line, don't go here, go there, that's not a Sipur. When I tell you what happened to somebody went there, v'chulu, that's a sipur. So the word sipur used over here in implies, so when I say Hashemayim is Sabim Kveid Keil, so the Rambam says it means literally a Maisa Dibur. But the Pashto Pshat, the way most of us learn, is that the very Metzias of Shemayim is made on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not talking about a specific Haggadah, but the entirety of it is made on it. There's something about the Klolius of that Metzias. So he says, Sapir Hashem Sam Kved Hashem, V'Oma Ze Doidi, Hu Keneged Yud Beis Dvarim, She'ad HaShemayim. So the word Ze is Gematria 12, So the Zedoidi means the chelik of the doid, that it's possible to put a finger on it and to say that this is him, are the 12 in Yonim. Now, here on the bottom, he has an issue of finding these 12 things. Maybe Yud Beis Mazalus. My question is, maybe it's going back on the 9 plus these 3. I don't know. But Akapanim, Zeh is Miram is Kegur is Varm Sha'ar HaShemayim, because the tfisa, ze is a very tangible tfisa. It's just like when they said ze keli vanveyu, you could put a finger on it. So we're talking about inyanim that it's possible to be tefis with a form of ze, and those inyanim are lower inyanim. So in tul shemaim you have the end of kisa kadosh baruch hu mashkas shemaim kisi, and so on. Yesh shemaim yischak, so on. Veze rei who kineged arch nikare yasi shall never arts al shall oyave kail. So the arets is something which is matches. Let's discuss this point over here a little bit. He says that aretz is rayasi shliv arzul shal ayve keil viklulon mikulon notzos osef sevit chilase. So let's explain what he means over here. What does it mean? It's never mikulam and so on. Whenever a person, it says the mashal by Adam that he tried to find an ezek kenegdoi from all the different animals, nothing worked. The reason nothing worked is because every animal has a certain kayach to himself. And so the mashal, I find a mule extremely good partner for schlepping stuff. I find a horse an extremely good partner for riding. But so koyches ha'adam, in order for me to find a mate who is satisfies me, I need someone who can be a kli kibul for all of my koyches. If the person is not a kli kibul for my koyches, then that area I'm missing something. So Adam is kol from all the koyches of the bria. Every single bal chai is a specific koyach in the bria. And therefore, Adam could not find a partner in anything other than in Isha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol designed the world to look like a partnership of Zach and Akeva. That's the surah how it's done. So you had Adri Bain Shalom, and then you have a world that is Mekabel. And this is the kli kibul for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashpa. If the world would not be a kli kibul for any one hashpa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world would be lacking. It wouldn't be a kli kibul. If we're talking about this world, then so that's what he says over here. Keneged Aretz is Nikar Rayasi. The Eretz must include in itself all of the koyches lamala. It includes it as a kli kibul. It includes it as someone that could be mekablet. The end and the beginning have to be match up. If the Ratz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia 10 things, then the kli kibul needs to be able to be mekabel 10 things. Now, more specifically, in the world, when we're talking about the world, we're talking about Adam, obviously. Adam has that surah. Of all of the Adams in the world, Klal Yisrael embodies this concept the most. All umos have a specific koyach. They have a specific characteristic, some character trait. They have a sar. The fact that they have a sar means that in the Sheirish Ha'elyon, they have a very, very specific niche. There's a specific koyach, malach, whatever you want to call it, that is their Sheirish. So Klal Yisrael, so Umazalim have that. Klal Yisrael has HaKadosh Baruch Hu as their Shairish, and that's the Kol everything. And there's Lashon Rashi, so Venei Venehu, that all Umazalim, some of them are Kohanim, some of them are Neviim, some are Melochim, you have all of it. You have all of it in Klal Yisrael. It means it's not a quantity like we have a lot of different Nobel Prize winners. It shows that the Klolius of the Bria is included in Klal Yisrael, and the reason is because that makes Klal Yisrael an appropriate partner, Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can serve as the Nekeva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpa, because we could be Mekabel every Hashpa. So the world is Kolom Mikulam, and that's the Pechina Notzah Seif, the Chilasei. So all parts of the Seif have to have a Sherish in the Tchila. All Tchila need to find an end in the Seif. In the middle, there may be different Tkufis that not all the pieces come to play. But at the end of it, there has to be a Mahalach where something is called from everything. And then he says, Kesem Paz, Vizesh Amma Vizerei, Kesem Paz V'Adne Paz, Vizesh Amma Vizerei. So the Girsa here of the Kesem Paz, I'm not sure what he's doing because he's being Mamshech, Vaita, going back again. He's saying, Vizesham Vizerei, Vama Vizer Bevav. So I guess Kesem Paz V'Adne Paz is a description of Notz Philosopher Seifei. But in other words, Kesem Paz is the Sherish of everything, and Adne Paz, yeah, that's how it works. Kesem Paz is going on the Kesa, so that's the Sherish. Adne Paz, just like the Adonim, are the piece that go into the ground. So Kesem Paz and Adne Paz is going back to the point of Notz Chalasa B'Seif, Seif Chalasa. Zer shama vizerei v'ama vizer bevav shosoid harakia hamechabra. So the letter vav is always the letter of chibur. A, it's in the language. The vav is the vav achibur. That's its most common usage. Also, the tzur of the vav is that there's a point on top and a point on the bottom. It's a line that connects. A vav is a line, and a line, it connects two points. That's the moros of a line. It says, V'ama v'zeh b'vav shusoda rekiya mechabra v'kara zel zeh. So he says, the v'kara zel zeh, also as Meram is in the vav over there, that there's the chiburim between the different malachim, the fayonim, k'ra ni'aleim yamdu yachdav. So you have all of these different malachim over here, where you have a chibur between the Sherish and the Seif Pasik. It's interesting that the question that was asked of the I don't know what to call her of the Shulamis, Madoidich Midora Yafa Banoshi. Madoidich Midora Shikarchesh Batani. We're asking her, why is it, what's so wonderful about your husband or about your man, and why is it that you made us swear, you know, that to bug off? So Bemis, these are two questions that have in themselves two answers. Lamashal, if somebody asks me, the perfect shidduch in a big picture is somebody that I have tremendous admiration for in whatever area is important to me, and somebody that I could be nischaber to all those areas. The marshal, if somebody were to be matzime shirach and say, this woman, man, is a wonderful, wonderful, world-class pianist, the best there is in the world. Now, I'm definitely, you know, I think it's a wonderful maila, being a Gvaldika pianist, and I have no problem being Meshabeachit, but I have no Kli Kibble for that Koyach. It means nothing to me. So I can say tremendous appreciation about this person, but I won't be able to say why did you make us swear not to interrupt, not to interfere, because the fact that I have extraordinary admiration for a person doesn't say I don't want to let go of him. Let's say there's a person that I can describe as being an extraordinary Talmud Chacham, Goyin Agoyinim, and so on. I can genuinely be Meshabeach him, but I'm not interested in much of a kesher to him. The primary reason being, I don't have any nekudas mischabah to it. In order for me to be mischabah to it, I need to be able to have the kli kibul for whatever it is this person has. And that's why he says over here that the vizerei, zedoyi vizerei, so it's sort of the vav harchibur is really an answer to the second half. So I'm asking two questions. One is b'teres the doid, which means not as your raya, not as your spouse, but what's so great about this wonderful person that you're so admiring? And the answer to that is, you know, the whole litany of things. And then you ask me, why am I so stuck on it? I don't want to leave. Vizerei, he is the one that could be mischabed. So say that rekia mechabron. So because of the Seder Chibur, that's why I'm not letting go of him. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.
Rabbi, just on this last paragraph, is it peculiar that on this Davar Acher, he seems to be leaving out some of the primary points that we went through in the previous Tzukim? Like he's picking
Sapir. I don't know. If I knew the relationship between the two Pirushim, we don't know. It's different places here, there. I don't know if it just changes those places but left the other places alone. I just don't know. I don't have any insight into it.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Say that.
Thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Take care.